Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us right now, Baltimore Baseball Tonight's own Ryan Ripken. What's up, Ryan?
Good morning, guys. How are we doing on this, I guess, technically opening day eve, depending on the weather?
It's opening day eve. We're going to speak it into existence, Ryan. We're going to play tomorrow. We're going to play.
I love it.
Hey. Ryan, I mean, this is a baseball team that's coming off 101 wins. They are here to stay. You know some of these guys from coming up in the Orioles organization. Who excites you in terms of the prospects of their future more than anyone? And you have a long list of guys to pick from.
Oh, man, yes, I do. Well, if we're talking about prospects moving forward, right, and obviously I'm still very, very high on Gunnar. Actually, Gunnar is my pick for the MVP. But wow. let me give a name of a guy that I think is poised to have a really, really solid year for the Orioles, and that's Jordan Westberg.
Okay.
I think that we got a glimpse of what Jordan can be, but I think when you look at teams all around Major League Baseball, yes, you know who your stars kind of are. You know, the Orioles, Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman. You got other guys like Cedric Mullins, Anthony Santander. You have Jackson Holliday, Wade in the wings. But you need guys that can kind of do it all, might not get the credit that they deserve. And I think that's Jordan Westberg. Plays incredible defense at multiple positions, in my opinion. And we didn't get a chance to see all of that power, but I guarantee you, he's got the pop to make a big difference wherever he can slot into the lineup. And I know he's extremely determined to prove that. And I think that those are the guys that you need. And I think Jordan Westberg is going to be very, very good for this team in 2024.
Good pull.
Don't disagree. What was I going to say? I just lost my train of thought here. Oh, with all the young talent that went back to the minors, and it's some guys, certainly people at this point about, you know, Jackson and even some of the others who had great springs, Stowers and company. They all went down. No, I guess no big surprise, but what do you do now? I mean, there's no room for them up here. A lot of these guys could start for other teams. Do you think we'll see them fairly quickly, or are they going to be part of trade packages?
You know, I think, and as we've seen with this Orioles front office, I think that at the right time when they made the decision on specific players, they'll make a move, right? So in the example last year, it was Jordan Westberg was going to be on the team. Mm-hmm. And then this offseason, they decide to trade a similar player, Joey Ortiz, as far as position-wise, right?
Yeah.
They're going to have to make more of those decisions. And when they start to make them, they will do that. Now, having said that, I don't even know if they're really in a rush to do it. Just because they want to see how things play out this next year. You have a lot of talent. And also, you never know, the injury bug, I hate it. I wish it never comes around every year, but it also does. So there's just a lot of things you can't count on. But, yeah, I think that guys that aren't going to go anywhere, Jackson Holliday, Kobe Mayo, another guy that people didn't get to see in Birdland a while, Sam Basayo, is this extremely talented catching prospect for the Orioles, which people might not talk about. But those guys at some point are going to be with the team, especially – Jackson and Kobe. Those are probably the two right there. And I feel bad for Connor Norby, another second baseman. He's done everything. But in the pecking order, he's just probably not prioritized as much as he should be. Like you said, another organization, he might get that chance right now. But Jackson and Kobe and all those guys, and even Stowie, Kyle Stowers, it's really tough when you know you're trying to do everything possible and you just got to keep being patient. You just got to keep putting in the work. because you're going to be called upon at some point. And I really do think, even though this might be frustrating for fans, and believe me, it's frustrating for the players that just want to be up there, the Orioles' depth that they have, and they are deep, this is something that can really help them get by injuries and be able to hopefully repeat as AL East champs here in 2024.
And I hope you're right about that. Here with Ryan Ripken joining us, talking some Orioles baseball. Okay, Ryan, we want to know, how are you, what is your opening day experience? What are you going to do tomorrow?
What am I doing tomorrow on opening day? Well, maybe down at Pickles doing Baltimore baseball tonight with the crew, and I think from 1 to 3. Excited. I think I'm doing even some TV work in the morning. I just want to be down by the ballpark. I'll be honest, guys. You know, I just love – my favorite thing about opening day is that everyone around has that excitement and feeling that, one, baseball's back, and that your favorite team, you have hope for what can be a really special year. And specifically in Baltimore, I don't know about you guys, it just feels so different about how people are approaching this 2024 season because – of where the team stands and all the talent that they have. So I want to try to get in the action as early as possible. If you're at Pickles Pub, come see us as we get ready for opening day. I think I'll be there from 1 to 3.
Yeah, you will. Hey, Brian, thanks a lot, man. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. It's baseball season.
All right, guys. Yeah, it's baseball season. You enjoy your day, and we'll see you tomorrow at the yard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.